Hey guys, welcome back to the QB Rant Podcast. My name's Quentin. This is my co-host slash compadre,
Bennett. And today we are back at it again, less than a month later.
Today we're going to be talking about interesting things that were invented throughout history.
So if you don't like history class, come here because
we're much more interesting.
And we're very good at teaching you without making you do any work.
Exactly. All these things probably aren't going to be helpful for history, to be quite honest.
Well, you're in history class. You would know, right?
I'm learning World War II history. Like, none of this is actually going to be useful to me.
Okay, but what are some random things that, like besides World War II that you are talking about? There has to be something. Like, how about the type of buildings people used to live in?
I mean,
do you learn about that? No? Maybe not.
I do learn about poor people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like how they're poor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's basically it. They live in poor environments.
You think they're poor?
Yeah, I classify them as poor.
Do they talk about it back in the day?
It's because, like, the reason they're poor is because they have, like, sicknesses.
Is that from the war?
No.
No?
Well, no, it's during the war time. But it's just, like, they're, like, side characters in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit of, like, a side story that they added.
Well, yeah. When I was in history class, we just talked about...
poor people?
Well, we talked about the Depression.
Oh, the Great Depression.
So everyone was poor, yeah.
Oh, let's go!
Yeah, it was really great. The jails were full of people. People wanted to go to jail, actually. And it was really good, because people in jail didn't have to pay for food.
That's the life, honestly. I'd love to be poor.
Yeah, well, sometimes you see someone homeless, let's say, and you feel bad for them, and I feel bad for them too, you know?
Well,
you never know what happened, and you guys should really just not assume, you know? But then again, you never know. They could be living a really good life out there on the streets.
They could also not be,
but well, you don't want to assume.
Actually, I do have this one story. One of I heard the story of like an old person that was like homeless, and what they did instead of like continuing to live homelessly is they just did something illegal so they could be put in jail, and just living.
What did they do? Rob a bank?
No, not that hard. Like, they wanted to do something that would just put them in, like, a low-security jail. So, like...
So what? They just jaywalked or something?
No, they just hit somebody.
He hit someone?
Yeah.
Like, with his car?
No, he's poor.
He just, like, punched someone?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, he wouldn't have a car.
Completely.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how could he hit someone if he's home?
He just pulls up with his car, just...
He doesn't have a house, but he's got himself a Lambo.
You don't have a house, but he's got the most expensive car on the block, you know?
Yeah, he's getting that autopilot Tesla. Automatically runs over people.
That's what it's programmed to do. Sees a civilian and just...
You know, we don't support that kind of violence, okay? Just to clarify.
Yeah, of course.
Well, anyways, we may as well get into our first topic, which is electricity.
Let's go, Benjamin Franklin, my guy.
Yo, let's go. You know, that's... I saw on a side note. I'm sorry, but BRB Music says let's go a lot, you know. And he's got some new music coming soon, probably.
Wait, isn't it called, like...
He's probably...
MXXI.
Oh, yeah, he's got a new song called, like, MXXII. I don't know. Something like that.
It's gonna be lit.
I don't know if that's a... I don't know if I can say this, but I don't know if I would name my song that. But it's
honestly
cool.
It's an interesting choice.
Isn't it just saying 2021?
Yeah, like something like that.
Oh, well then, yeah.
It's interesting.
It's MMXXI. So, yeah, go listen to that in a few weeks. I don't know. Up to you. Or not. It could be good. Could be bad. I won't say.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
Anyways, sorry for the side note. Sorry for that little trail. But you know we gotta give him the shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
BRB just doing bits.
We like to call him Burb. But yeah. Anyways, electricity. In 1752, back when Benjamin Franklin was getting himself into some really spicy business. Well, you see, he decided to fly a kite, right? And then he saw a storm one day, and his kite, it was burned by the lightning because it got struck, and he thought that was very unlucky. But then he decided there was something he could make out of it. So he decided he would put a key inside the kite. So he put a key in it, and then he put a little pole on the kite too to support it, and it flew up, and there was a storm, and then the key got struck by lightning, and boom, there's sparks. And that is how people discovered electricity.
Wait, so basically Benjamin Franklin, he was just like, one day he was so mad at like electricity that it just zapped his kite, like, and it just it ruined his kite, his favorite kite.
So, well, yeah, it could have been a little bit different, yeah. But that's how it happened. That's how it could have been different.
It could have been different, but that's not. That's exactly
how it went. So basically, you may think that I'm saying he invented electricity. No, he didn't. He didn't invent electricity. It's always existed in the sky. You know that.
Well, that's lightning. He invented electricity.
All that experiment did was show that lightning and little electric sparks, like say, you know, electric shocks, like, yeah. Just what do you call it?
What are you trying to get at?
Static electricity. Let's say static electricity. Those little sparks. Those are like the same thing as lightning.
Friction. Something like that. Carpet and your socks.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyways, I'm not very intelligent, so I forget.
Bro, you're super intelligent, my guy.
So, basically, that experiment was just to say that little tiny sparks and lightning are the exact same thing. But then, out in the 1800s, some guy made an electric battery that had an infinite current of electricity. Boom.
I don't know. Wait, some guy in the woods?
No, just some guy. His name was like Alessandro or something. But I didn't think that name was important. So, Alessandro Volto or some. Wait.
Voltage? Alessandro Voltage.
Yo, wait.
Imagine.
If that was that. Is that actually his name? I don't know if that's
Yo,
his name.
If that's his name.
But I'm pretty sure back when I was doing my research, his name was Alessandro Volto. So that's probably where voltage came from, considering he created the first.
Wait, is Alessandro Volto like.
It's
Italian.
It's Alessandro. He is Italian, actually.
Yeah, I thought so. That sounds Italian.
He is Italian. And, I don't know. That's, like, kind of impressive. We don't know how he did it. I just assume he was, like, communicating with good old Benny boy.
No, Benny would just. Benny was. After that experiment, he just kind of went crazy.
Wait. Benjamin went crazy or Alessandro?
I'm just assuming. Benjamin.
You think he went crazy after making
Well,
a spark?
Dude, his idea after his kite got zapped in the sky, he was like, you know what? I need it to hit me.
True. So that is a story. He did actually electrocute himself.
He survived, though.
He did, yeah. It's very impressive. But he did actually die after he electrocuted himself, technically. Because he's not alive anymore.
Yeah,
so it was after that he did die. Sometime afterwards.
So if we're putting all this together, since we've estimated that he died from electricity and we know that's true, then clearly our hypothesis on he's crazy is true.
Yeah. So all you need to know, Benjamin Franklin, sparks, same thing as lightning. And,
absolutely crazy guy.
Alessandro Volto probably invented volts. Okay. But yeah, another thing we have to tell you that you probably have been thinking about a lot is
screws.
just screws,
man, like one of the greatest inventions I've ever seen.
You know, they were actually first invented back in the Roman age. It's pretty sweet.
You know what timeline, you know, that is
the Roman age?
Yeah.
What do you know?
No.
Oh,
I mean, yes,
I mean,
of course,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I know. You probably
but
know.
But you guys, if you want to figure it out, just Google it at home, because we're too intelligent to tell
I'm
you.
Pretty sure it's like 500 AD or something. But don't quote me on that, because it's probably a big, wide range. Because it's also, it's probably also BC. Sometime BC and AD, you know what I'm saying?
Like British Columbia?
Yeah, back in BC, they had the Roman age. Anyways, so all you need to know is the screw actually does not go in the shape of a spiral. I don't know why that was important, but they wouldn't tell me why. I don't know. See, I was having a conversation with the inventors, right? And they wouldn't they wouldn't tell me how they came up with it. They just said that it doesn't actually come up. It doesn't actually screw in the shape of a spiral like we all probably think. It's actually the shape of a helix.
How did you, like, talk to the inventors? Like, did you just, like, kind of travel back in time, or...?
No. They have comms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just used our comms.
We were playing a Fortnite game together.
No. That's not really relevant, so we don't do that anymore. But yeah, I just gave them a call. Then they wanted to meet up because they realized I was a podcaster and that I'm really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to them. So
I didn't get to talk to them.
You didn't get... Oh, right.
You didn't invite me.
Sorry. But yeah, the inventor wasn't that cool. His name was like Ryba Kaczynski or something.
Oh, dude.
I like to call him Ribbit, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's some Russian guy, so...
Well, yeah.
I feel like that's a Russian name.
But what the... Anyways, all he told me is that it goes in the shape of a helix. That's how the screw goes into the wood.
And if you want to know what a helix is... It's really easy to find it out. Search up Spider-Man Helix.
Yeah, I wanted to know what it was, so Quentin told me to get Spider-Man to tell you. And then I looked up Helix Spider-Man.
All right, super simple. In order to do the helix dive or the torpedo dive, dive spin, whatever you'd like to call it, wait for Spider-Man to get in his natural dive position, whether that's following the peak of a swing or you're jumping off a moderately high building. Just wait for him to get in that natural dive position, and all you do is hold triangle and circle like you would do for any air tricks, and then just press the left stick either to the right or the left, and he'll start spinning.
There's a 48-second clip you can watch right there. Shout out to whoever made that video.
It was the obvious gamer or something.
Oh, yeah. But, also, Ryba Kaczynski, my boy, who I was having an interview with.
Absolute mad lad.
He was telling me that the screw was actually a big financial failure, you know? See, I don't know. See, you'd think, right? Everyone would go crazy about a screw, right?
Yeah, like, just like, honestly, the shape of it and everything.
Yeah, the best invention. It's got the word helix for how it works. Like,
and it's called the screw.
Yeah, like screw.
Like when you screw up.
Yeah. but it was a financial failure because no one really actually cared. But it was because it was more used for like oil presses and olive presses and stuff.
They didn't actually incorporate it in houses yet. That's
I don't
why
know.
It wasn't popular.
But they like actually manufactured it better in 1842. They made a machine that would manufacture them better and make good screws with like proper you know the little lines on the screw to actually make it go in. They made machines that were able to cut those out perfectly, because before then they would have to do it all by hand and it was really bad. And that's probably why
didn't work.
That's probably why it was a failure, because it's handmade.
Yeah, Ravinsky or whatever his name is. Yeah, he probably couldn't like.
My man Ribbit.
Yeah,
he wasn't. I don't know.
He wasn't ahead of his time. Like, yeah. He didn't understand that handwork is not as good as machine work.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't know if he's actually the inventor of it.
He's probably dead.
No, he's actually alive.
What?
Yeah, Ryba Kaczynski, he's alive. He's just a big researcher, so I'm giving him credit for everything.
No, he's dead.
He's definitely not dead, dude.
In 1842, man.
Man, that doesn't matter. That's in the past.
Wait.
We don't worry about the past, man.
No, wait. This was in the Roman age that this was made.
But he...
Ravinsky is not alive.
That doesn't mean he was alive. I mean, oh, crap. He's alive now, okay? I'm not saying he invented the screw. I'm not saying he didn't. But he's alive, and he's my boy.
He's Ribbit.
Yeah. Also, Quentin, you got some information about TV, you know? I've been watching a lot of TV lately.
TV is great.
I got a show called SWAT. I don't know if I mentioned it last episode. But it's pretty cool. If you want a cool cop show, go watch that. But, yeah, Quentin... there's like a bunch of people who invented TVs, and
yeah.
I gotta say, some people got really cool names.
And some people don't.
Yeah, like we got little Philly Farnsworth.
Yeah, we got John Logie Baird.
John Logie Baird, in other words, Logie Beard.
And we got Charles Francis Jenkins.
Yeah, and then we got Kenjiro Takan. You read that.
Kenjiro Takayanagi.
Yeah, so don't know if you caught that, but
Jairo Takayanagi.
Kenjiro Takayanagi is a real G. Yeah, he's provided us with lots of entertainment. Well, not him, but
him and his boys.
Him and his bros. They all just invented this thing
called the television or the telly or yeah. the telly.
And do you have any information on that?
Well, there wasn't really anything interesting that popped up when I searched it up. It was like the television was made and mass-produced during World War II in 1920.
Yeah, I know that television wasn't always just like using lights.
Yeah,
but
it was supposed to be like monochrome most of the time. Yeah, especially during like the
1920s. Well, yeah, it used to be all black and white.
Yeah,
obviously, we all know that
because anyway, we're all smart.
If you watch the Andy Griffith Show,
no,
you haven't dude. Anyone who's watched the Andy Griffith Show loves the whistling tune. I won't put it on here, but you should watch the intro for Andy Griffith because it's a monochrome show, and I don't know, it's got a very nice intro. I just gotta say, the guy's walking down the lake whistling, and his son is a real G. I don't know.
Wait, I can't. What's a black and white TV show that I've seen? I've seen a lot, like when I was at my grandma's house, they used to like be on the TV all the time, like just black and white TV series.
Yeah,
I don't know why, because I was born not when color was invented. So
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you've seen.
I mean, like back in the 1920s, color didn't exist, of course.
Well, yeah, they didn't used to be able to see in color. So yeah, that's why the TVs were not in color, because they couldn't see.
Exactly. If camera lenses can't see in color, you can't see in color. That's how it works.
Wait, what? What are the camera? Oh yeah, the TVs, of course. I was just thinking about how they display them. But I guess the cameras didn't actually take images in color.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Because
I mean,
poor.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm not complaining. I mean, I can photograph my whole life now.
Honestly, yeah.
Lots of people do now. But you used to just look at an old picture and be like, this is all that I have left. But no, now there's just like tons of pictures.
Yeah, like even if your house gets burned down and all your images are gone, it's like they were just put on the cloud. So
they're somewhere on the internet. I don't know.
Honestly, you could probably just find like everything about you on the internet. You could see a picture of you just like kind of standing in front of your house, and you'd be like, how did I get that? It's like, a Google car drove by.
Also, I gotta say, shout out to that person who gave us the idea of inventions, you know?
Honestly,
that's
real
what a legend. But anyways, we gotta talk about another thing very important to us, knitting.
Oh, I love knitting, dude.
Dude, we are big
dude,
knitters.
Dude, I'm big. I knit every day.
You really?
Yeah.
You grab your little needles and you just loop the yarn over and over, you know? You're really good at it. Dude, you made me some clothes once, didn't you?
Yeah, of course, dude. Of course. Yeah, every single day.
Yeah, you like to make me a pair of a scarf, you know? You made me a scarf, made some socks. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why you did.
Well, because I noticed that your feet were gross.
Okay. We're just gonna move on. Quentin.
Yeah.
Quentin is not the kindest knitter you'll meet.
Well, I made a. You know that bird.
Which bird?
The dead one. I did make it.
Oh.
I made it a sweater.
Okay, yeah, that was really... Oh, man, that was a sad story, that bird.
That bird's life is...
Dude, my brother was, like, trying to shoot this starling, because they're, like, annoying for, like, gardens and stuff. They like to eat your plants. So he's trying to shoot it with his pellet gun, and then he just couldn't get it, and then he handed it to my uncle. And because he was like, man, the scope just seems off. My uncle just, like, looks up at the tree, just one-shots it, and he just falls out of the tree, and it's really sad. And then
it fell in a really bad way, and then it hit the ground.
Just fell down like 30 feet. And anyways, we're not gonna explain any details about that. But
basically,
that
bird is now just gone.
It's gone, but we're not gonna say what happened.
It was long. Okay, that's all I can say. Like it was.
Yeah. But anyways, you made its little baby a nice little coat.
Nice little coat
it didn't,
before it died.
It kind of died the next day, but.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it was worth
fine.
It.
It was worth it, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So, if you didn't know, knitting is just like you get two or more needles and you loop yarn and or wool.
I see my grandma like when I was a kid. I used to see her do it all the time. Like, I don't know how she was doing it, how she was like moving it properly.
I mean, obviously you do now.
Of course, I'm a knitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a hardcore knitter. I've actually joined tournaments, dude.
Is that what you call, is it actually called a knitter?
Crochet?
No, that's different. Crochet is completely different.
I thought so.
I loved crochet, honestly. I used to make lots of crochet things. I made a
hat.
Is
that the one with the board?
What? No, crochet, you just get, like, a single little needle, and it's, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's the one with the board.
What? No, that's, what is that? I don't remember. Anyways, I don't remember what that one's called.
Okay, but, basically, yeah, I'd watched my grandma knit, and I didn't know how she moved into the different directions and, like, made an armhole and then made a head hole. It made no sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, though. Like, you don't need to understand everything.
Because I understand it now.
I wish we could explain this better. basically, it's just, like, you make a garment or fabric or whatever. But, it started out in Egypt in, like, the Middle East area. And, like, that's basically their origin story. Humans, they needed clothing to protect themselves from the elements. So then they just grabbed some sticks, and they saw some sheep on the side.
I don't think that sticks really did. Sticks?
I mean, they had to start somewhere.
I mean, sure, yeah, sticks.
I mean, they had to start somewhere. They got some sticks.
They sharpened them up.
Got some sticks, sharpened them up.
Made spears.
Yeah, but,
Killed the sheep and used it to make wool.
Yeah, there was all the shepherds. The shepherds were professional knitters, dude. There was their side job. They may have been supposed to be, herding their sheep. So they would herd them. And they'd get some.
Oh, I thought you said herding their sheep.
No. They don't. They're meant to herd their sheep, you know. All the shepherds, that's what they're for.
They burn their grass.
They bring them in. They get their boy to shear it. And then they send it over to their knitter. And then they twirl it up, make it all nice. And then they probably, like, they probably poured some blood on it to change the color.
Yeah. But I feel like the first ever coat was probably just, like, a line. Yeah, it probably didn't even have a head hole, because, like, you probably just do this, like, you'd peel a head hole open with your hands, and then yeah. Because the knitter would just kind of put everything as, like, one straight line, and you just kind of open it up.
I mean, yeah, they would have had to experiment a lot with how to actually make it work out. But yeah, they needed clothing, and so then they just started grabbing sticks and twisting the wool, and I'm not gonna say it happened by accident, because that's kind of, I don't know, you can't really just invent something by accident. Like,
I mean, you gotta have an idea in mind.
Well, when you know you need clothing, you have, like, a reason to experiment and try things out when you can't get it anywhere else.
Do you know who invented it? Like the first person that ever invented it?
No, we don't know that. It's not really available, because that's, like, a really long time ago.
Honestly, though.
Nowadays, people more do it just as, like, a hobby, because you can just, like, go to Walmart,
grab yarn, some knitting sticks,
or you can just buy a shirt, buy clothes.
You got that as well.
That are factory made instead.
But I think the best way to know how to knit is basically you have a hand, you have another hand, you put needles in them, and then you just kind of, like, grab the yarn, put it in between the needles, and, like, move your fingers.
Yeah, you just, like, you just shake your fingers
around.
You shake
your hand.
And it works out, you know.
Eventually, you have, like, this lovely garden worth of yarn.
A garden of yarn.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine you could plant anything. Like, if I could just plant some, if I could just, like, cut apart my water bottle, say, and just plant it and then grow more, that'd be nice.
Well, you know what'd be really cool is if you could plant two different items and, like, it makes a better item. Like, I planted my phone and I planted a TV and I got a tablet.
A phone on a TV and it grows a tablet tree. I mean, that'd be pretty interesting.
I mean, it'd be a waste of resources. I mean, you could sell the tablets.
No, it wouldn't be a waste because you get more in return.
Yeah, and then you sell the tablets.
It's just like how you can grow money trees, you know?
Yeah.
You can plant some coins and then it'll grow up a big tree with more coins.
Well, I was thinking, I feel like that's a cheat hole. So, like, honestly, money trees, they weren't allowed to be planted because that's infinite money and then money would become useless.
Yeah, but some people were able to exploit it, you know?
Oh, yeah, like the dealers.
Like me.
Oh.
I only did, like, dime trees, though, so it wasn't that much money.
Oh, I did loonies and toonies.
Wait, you did it, too?
Okay, listen, I just did it on accident, but... I needed money.
Dude.
I'm poor.
For some reason, this money tree just made me think about this big pine tree that used to be at my house when I was like six. And then this guy would always lift us. Our friend would always like, he was like a teenager and we were like, oh, he's so cool. And he would lift us up into the tree. And, you know, I've always been a tree climber. But then one day, I'm just like, I go to school and I come back and then there's just like a big X on the bottom of the tree. And like the tree's just completely gone. And it's just like a mini stump. And I'm like, where's the tree I've been climbing? And they just had destroyed it. And it was like a safety hazard because we lived in like townhouses, a little townhouse neighborhood, and it was like super tall. And my guess is it was like, I'm pretty sure it was dying. Like at the top, I don't know, probably from like acid rain or something.
I had like this tree and someone was trying to convince me it was a money tree, so like every day before I like went out and saw the tree, I guess they were like just taping money to the leaves.
Yeah. Wait, you actually had that?
Yeah. When? Someone just wanted me to think it was a money tree and they would just ask me to give me the money.
Was that like your family?
No. Some random
what
person?
Were you at like school
or
something?
I was like seven. It was at this camp,
bruh. Dude, that's sweet.
Yeah, I know.
Did you get to keep it?
No, and they asked me to give it to them.
Dude, that's a scam, man.
Honestly, yeah, they wanted their money back. That's a scam, dude.
If someone ever gives you money and they ask for it back, just say no.
No, they gave it to you, man.
I mean,
I think by the end of it, I made $5. So
you actually made money. You know what? Congrats to you.
Yeah,
I respect
that. But on the tree
it
was like 5, 10s, and 20s, dude.
Man, I'm jealous. I've never actually seen a money tree. You know, I saw this.
I've seen a money tree.
There was this one. I've seen money experiments where people will like, they'll set up a little stand with like free money. Mm-hmm. It's just like a box of money, and there's no one at the stand. It just says free money, and then some people will come by, but lots of people just like say no, and it's so interesting. Like they did it once where they painted like a big eye behind it as if like someone would have been watching them. and then less people took the money when there was like a fake eye just painted on like a wall behind the bucket of money, because people are like, oh my goodness, I don't want to feel guilty taking this.
What?
And then
that's a cool experiment.
They would like say one of them, they would have like cameras watching, and then another one they would say, beware, there's a camera or something. And then another one, they wouldn't say there's a camera, even though there always was a camera. But it's just so interesting, like, how people will actually, like, care what people think when it comes to that.
I mean, I probably would have just taken the bucket.
I mean, it was just like a bucket of $1 bills. So, I don't know.
I mean, if you take a dollar, that's cool, but if you get the bucket, you get everything.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Also,
did anyone take the bucket?
Well, no, some people would, like, just go and use both of their hands and just grab everything. But, well, because why not? It just says free money. No strings attached. Money. But, yes, at some points they would actually have a person standing behind it, like, yelling, like, free money. And then at that point, like, very little people will take it.
Really?
Yeah, like, if there's actually a person advertising it, like, standing behind it, then they just feel, like, super bad about it.
So, like, stands are better. I mean, like, having a sign is much better than having a person holding a sign for advertisement, is what you're saying. So, like, let's say there's, like, a car wash, and you have a sign to the car wash. That's much better than having a person, like, sign flipping to a car wash, because that makes it less...
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Less appealing.
So, basically, if you're trying to advertise your place, just put up a giant fake eyeball, and...
What, that makes less people
want
to go.
And, well, that'll work better than a real person.
Oh,
it's best if you have nothing. If you have nothing, they'll just...
If you just have a building with nothing on it.
If you just have a building with, like, a white wall, everyone will come. They'll flood in.
Don't put windows. That'll make them be able to see the inside.
You don't want them to know what you have in stock, because that kind of scares them away. Personally, I'll go shopping.
Don't have anyone at the cashier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, don't.
I mean, yeah, you can just do robots.
No, nothing. Nobody.
Oh, you just have to expect them to pay themselves, like drop it in a charity bucket.
And don't put the prices, because that's too intimidating.
Yeah, they can just choose how much they want to pay. You know they'll respect it. People are nice.
I mean, I don't know how they're going to get the products, because no one's working there, but...
I mean, I'm sure they get someone to ship the products in.
Yeah.
They ship the products in, and then they just don't hire anyone to sell
them. This would suck if it was a restaurant, because, like, how are you supposed to get, like, pre-made burgers?
that are always warm.
You go to a restaurant, but there's nobody in it. And
no waiters.
But somehow you get... I don't know how you get the food. I'm guessing you just, like, walk
there's
in
like
the...
There's, like, a tube.
You walk in the restaurant, and then you just, like, pull a cardboard lever, because there's no technology. You're not allowed technology.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like... That's too modern. No one likes modern.
Yeah,
so
modern
you,
sucks.
So you just, like... You just clap your hands, say. And then... A tube will, like, slide food into your hand. I don't know.
No, it doesn't slide food into your hand. It's, like, a tube right above the table, and it just, like, kind of splashes the food on the ground.
Plops a bunch of ketchup all over the table. And a bunch
You're
of
like,
fries.
I want ketchup. And then it's just all over your food.
I mean, hey, I don't know if I would buy from that restaurant. I personally prefer, like, Swish LA. I was going to say I prefer Swish LA, but Swish LA without waiters, that'd be much better. The waiters are so slow there. I don't know. I gone to Swish LA. I used to go there. I haven't gone there in a long time. But
wow.
I used to go there, and I don't know. It would take so long, and I used to be very impatient. Now I kind of like just sitting at a table talking before you eat. I don't know. But, yeah, if they could just have a drop on your table through
yeah.
tube, it'd be much better. I mean... I don't know if the quarter pound chicken would, like, taste good after it's sliding through a tube. I don't know how that works.
You're probably not going to make any money from this. Because, like, that's going to cost a lot.
They can drop out. They can drop, like, a piece of paper that
Actually,
says leave a tip.
They're not paying for waiters anymore or employees. So all their money is just going straight to the robots.
I mean, hey, the food is cheap. They don't. Have to
oh right they're not making any money from the food
they're not making food any money off the food. It's just like they drop a piece of paper afterwards and say leave a tip, and that's about it.
Yeah, when they're like I'm done my meal, just a piece of paper falls from the top, just waves down.
There's a little receipt, and it just says pay what you want. And then you probably just drop like $10 on the table.
I think that would make people want to pay, though. Like, if you say pay what you want, that would make people feel guilty, and they'll actually pay like at least a dollar.
I mean, I don't know if a dollar really suffices, but...
I mean, that can get you at least a good gumball.
I mean, 25 cents can get you a gumball.
I know. You trade that in for 25 cents, you're getting
Do little gumball machines still cost 25 cents?
I think they're 25 cents, yeah.
Okay, good.
I saw it at the pool.
Wait.
I haven't been there in a long time, but I know it was there. You know?
My dog is barking. I don't know if that's heard on the microphone, but if it is,
we can lower the volume.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, I got a new dog this year, and it's pretty epic, but I don't know. I'm kind of mean to her all the time.
Bro, I've not seen any affection given to that dog.
Okay, I'll pet our dog. Her name's Remy, and I'll pet her. But then I don't know. Is there
bony.
something about her? She's just like, she's really bony, and she likes to just bite me when I pet her. So why do I pet her? And
well,
I mean,
Angel's better because Angel's like fluffy and doesn't bite you, and you can pet her.
Yeah, I mean, Remy
soft.
Remy is actually getting pretty good at going on walks, which is nice. I don't know, she's like, she's still a puppy, although she's like 6 months old. I don't know how long it really takes for her to become an adult. I think it's like a year.
But yeah, probably a year.
I don't know.
No,
I think puppies are like fully grown by a year.
They are, but I think like they're probably like mature at a year and
you
a half.
You think their maturity changes after
like a year and a half? Or
okay,
something.
Yeah, probably something like that. But yeah, I don't know. I really love my dogs. I love dogs, but I don't. I may not show it enough.
To Remy.
To Remy, I just like kick her away. She comes up to me.
No, go.
I just push her away. I don't hurt her, obviously, but, I mean, I don't know. What I do like is that we can feed her and then tell her not to eat it, and then we can just be like, okay, and then she'll go eat it, which is, like, it's fun. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I just realized right now that we've kind of gone off track of the whole idea of this podcast.
Oh,
history.
Inventions. Yeah,
yeah,
inventions, knitting, electricity.
So we got into money, currency, and all that, but now
oh,
we should go back to
yeah.
what's really important, which is...
The battery.
Wait, have we done... Was there anything else in the battery?
I mean, I had a fidget spinner. I didn't really look anything up about that, though.
Me neither, about the battery, but...
I mean, all I know is the fidget spinner was made by some dude named, like, Mikulski or something.
Well, either way, fidget spinner, that's last. We're gonna do battery.
Basically, the inventors of the battery are Alessandro Volta.
Wait. It is Volta?
Dude, Volta's the guy you were talking about electricity, bro.
Wait.
Because he invented the battery.
He invented the battery, which was like the invention of infinite electricity.
And the other guy's name is John Stringfellow.
John Stringfellow, I invented the battery.
But basically, the battery in the 1800s, Volta invented the first true battery, which came to be known as the voltaic pile.
The voltaic pile. I mean, then they just started calling everything volts. That's how they show the power of batteries. I mean, you already know that. But yeah, batteries, pretty cool.
I mean, they charge things, so.
I mean, yeah, I use batteries a lot.
I use rechargeable batteries more because they're better.
Yeah, same. Dude, I wonder when people decided that. Wait, how did they make rechargeable batteries?
Who made the first rechargeable battery?
I mean, I feel like, I don't know. It's like they've got the concurrent electricity going through them, like without the rechargeable ones. But then eventually, I guess it just stops for some reason. But with the rechargeable ones, they've got the little electricity flying through, and then it stops, and then they're like, all right, we just plug it in, and then it's back up. I don't know.
Well, the first rechargeable battery is made by physician Gaston Planette.
Gaston Planette.
But that was in 1859. What?
1859?
I feel like a rechargeable battery would be more something recent, but...
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But yeah, fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners, dude.
Fidget spinners were made by a dude named McCoskey. Wait, no, McCoskey. But, and he just wanted to make something so that you could be at your work and focus on something besides work. So he made a fidget spinner. But then...
I mean, this guy's not very good at his job, but now he's making maybe money off this?
I mean, he had to have. It was a huge fad. But, yeah. And then he never really got his own patent for it. Because, like, there's not really... I mean, there's patents for it, but there's, like, no single patent for the fidget spinner because there's tons of different brands that just use different names. I don't know. But, yeah. I've been using a fidget spinner a little bit. I found one and... You know, I've been needing to fidget with something because I, like, flip my phone a lot. I don't know why, but I just flip it up all the time. And I see, like, videos of people who, like, they're like, oh, I'll give you $100 if you can flip your phone 10 times over this water. Like, bro, I'd do that any day. I could flip my phone 100 times over the water.
And it would not break or die because you just waterproof.
I'm experienced, dude. I flip my phone all the time.
You flip a tablet, you flip a remote, you flip your phone.
I was flipping this microphone I'm holding before.
I mean, you flip everything that you can get your hands on.
But then I found a fidget spinner, and I started using that instead. But it's not as fun.
I mean, you made a Lego fidget spinner, so...
Oh, I did make a Lego fidget spinner one time. That was pretty revolutionary.
Honestly, though.
I mean, it wasn't my
invention. It didn't work very well.
It lasted like 10 seconds, though. It would spin for a little bit. I don't know. I'm proud of it, okay?
I didn't make any fidget spinners because I'm
that cool. Useful. You're useful and you're very...
I'm basically a fidget spinner. Like, honestly, if you can spin, you're a fidget spinner.
No. But, you know, you can just dream on. Dream on, buddy.
Okay, well, you know what? Fidget spinners didn't do that well.
Wait, really?
They only made $350,000 in 6 months.
These teens made $356,000. $350,000 in 6 months helping fidget spinners go viral? That's not how much fidget spinners made.
That's how much the teens made.
That's just how much the company paid the teens to market it.
For 6 months, though, of work?
It's a lot of money.
I feel like they should have made more, because fidget spinners probably made more than that.
All right, kids, $350,000 is a lot of money. If you can get that in 6 months, I would take it.
Oh, fidget spinners' net worth is around $2.5 million as of 2021.
I mean, that's not too bad. It's not, like, amazing, though.
Yeah, I feel like...
I thought they would make more.
I feel like Silly Putty's made more.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I
love Silly Putty.
I liked it, but then we got it stuck in our couches, so then we weren't allowed to get it anymore.
Well, I didn't get it stuck in my couches. My sister and her cousin, they grabbed it, put it in their hair when I was, like, 7, and then they had to get their hair cut because they grabbed my putty while I was at school. And then... I wasn't allowed to have Silly Putty anymore.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a friend over one time, and they got silly putty on my stuffed animal, and I was really sad because he's had it ever since, and I was like, no. No. I was like, no, my favorite stuffed bear.
I feel so
it's
sad.
The end of the world. Bro, it was like this neon green stuff, and I was like, man, I haven't had silly putty in so long, and finally my friend brings it over, and he just sticks it in my stuffed animal.
Wow.
I won't say who that is.
Don't want to.
But it's fine. I forgive you, man. But yeah, Quentin, you've been doing some photography lately.
Oh yeah, I have.
I mean, I know that's different. I know it's like completely different. But Quentin Francis Photography #shoutout #ad is like, he's popping off. He has never made an Instagram post.
Doesn't have a profile picture, but he's honestly great.
But he has a camera that was given to him by some guy, and it's worse than his phone camera because it's lower quality, but it's still great.
Honestly, this man is, he's going somewhere.
Quentin is gonna go somewhere, you know? I've introduced him to this app called Snapseed, and he's got all these amazing effects.
Honestly, he looks up to this guy called Bennett Isaiah, and yeah, Bennett Isaiah Photo.
Yeah, Bennett Isaiah Photo, #ad.
#ad on that guy, yeah.
Yeah, Quentin, he looks up to him, and, you know, Bennett Isaiah Photo, #ad, showed him an app called Snapseed, which has, like, all these effects, like drama and grunge and... Okay, grunge just sounds gross.
HDR.
I mean, HDR is...
HDR is the best.
It's, though, like, high dynamic range, right?
Oh,
or
like,
something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The drama is only good for, like, clouds, and then HDR just
is good
pops
for,
everything
like,
out.
Most things. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a really cool setting that makes
curve is really nice too.
It just makes your picture look high quality even though it wasn't before.
Yeah,
like I took a picture with my phone and my phone is not that high resolution, but it just made it look like 10 times better. I don't know, it's sweet. Like I was taking pictures of like electric towers and like telephone poles and stuff, and it just looks super cool with the clouds. I don't know. Anyways, no one really cares about that though. But yeah, I don't know, we're probably gonna wrap this up soon.
I mean,
we're getting near the 40-minute mark.
All's well that ends well. Oh my goodness! I just realized what we do on this podcast is we make a quote.
Oh shoot, dude! You just made. I mean, all's well that ends well. That's not your quote, man. You got to make your own thing. Here on the official Quentin and Bennett Ranting podcast, official QB _ rant. That is, unless it's official _QB rant.
I don't really know, but I know.
Anyways,
it's something.
Whatever it is, #ad.
We always make a quote at the end of the podcast. You know what we should do?
It's always original.
Our post will be the quote of the podcast.
Unless it's a really bad quote. Unless, but they're always good.
They're always good, dude.
They're always good. Dude, we made a podcast 1 week apart last time. And like, I
did
was
we
like,
make a quote for each one?
We must have. We must have.
We must have, dude.
I love how we just wait the exact same amount of time.
I thought of the exact
things.
Same word.
I don't know, we do that way too much, but it's cool, it's cool.
Honestly.
Dude, I'm kind of curious what the Dora episode...
quote was?
Like, what kind of quote do we get about Dora? I mean,
honestly,
I
don't think we did talk... I don't think it was the quote was about Dora.
I mean, the podcast wasn't all about Dora. I don't remember what it was about. I just know that
Dora
was
the highlight.
It was like the highlight.
Well, it's because you made it the highlight.
Well, yeah, because that was the only... Okay. That was one of the interesting things we talked about.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of...
Creeps. Highlight was just the creeps, so...
Yeah, just a bunch of creepy dudes, creepy policemen. I don't know. Go check that out if you haven't listened, but...
Honestly, I'd say for beginners, after you watch this podcast, to really delve into, like, what we're good at, watch Actually Ranting 2 or 1.
Yeah, those ones are decent. I think 2 is... I mean, 1 did better, but, like, 2...
2
is
kinda, probably
it's
better.
Probably higher quality. Probably not, actually.
No, it's definitely higher quality.
It's definitely higher quality.
Actually, Ranting was made with my phone. My
dude,
old one.
I went back and I listened to the other episodes just from the phone quality, and it's, like, so sad how bad it is. I don't know. I feel like we've gotten better with quality, but our voices have also gotten better for podcasting, so...
Yeah, because puberty...
Yeah.
Puberty, you know?
Yeah. Hashtag growing up, am I right? Okay, I don't like hashtags.
Hashtag, I don't know why people do that on YouTube. I feel like it's so unnecessary.
#ad.
#ad, use my creator code.
Hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad. Use my code Quentin.
In the item shop.
For 30% off on G Fuel.
On VPN. Express VPN.
VPN, yeah. Anyways, guys. Quentin, you have a quote ready, right?
I'm getting close to it.
Well, we're hitting that 1,340 second mark. I don't know. It's not seconds, but it's like beats. I don't know. We record this on GarageBand. We record a podcast on there, and then we edit it in like a different software. But
it's a bit of work.
It counts the seconds really weirdly.
So basically, it says that we are at 1,347 seconds when really
we're at like
probably an hour.
We're at a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Not an hour, but still.
I think that's an hour, because normally we only record to, like, 1,100 seconds?
No, because it's only 2:30.
When did we start this?
I don't know. We probably started at, like, 1:50. But, yeah. Anyways.
I doubt it, dude.
The one quote that everyone knows for some reason is, don't be depressed, be blessed.
That one is just a good one, for some reason, dude.
That one just, like, everyone knows it. I don't know why. Everyone has, like, listened.
It's because that one just sounds better. Simple and to the point, dude.
Even though saying don't be depressed is kind of like, it doesn't really work.
It's counterintuitive.
But still.
I mean, the sun always shines in the morning.
The sun shines brighter in the morning. That's just kind of facts.
And then, like, She-Rock is the right rock is also facts, dude.
She-Rock is the right rock. You know, the shout out to Elijah, my cousin, getting me that She-Rock. It's just a salt rock, but I pretend it's a She-Rock.
The one thing that we haven't talked about, and probably is the thing that's been weighing on my mind, and probably the most important thing in everyone's life right now, is the Chi Chorus.
The what?
The Sheesh Chorus. Sorry.
The Sheesh Chorus?
Yeah, like, just those guys harmonizing, saying sheesh.
We might have to post that on our Instagram story.
Yeah.
I'm just going to repost that, just because it's so good.
It's so good, dude. They're absolute legends.
Yeah, I don't know.
It hurts.
Sheesh trend, banger. We love it.
It's just so good, dude.
I mean, I can't say it very well, but it's fine.
Certain people are just talented in that area.
Some people just don't have the correct voice box.
Bro, puberty.
Anyways, before we go, Quentin, quote of the day.
An envelope can open you to a lot of ideas, but it can never open without breaking.
Wonderful. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
You guys can decipher that yourself.
I had a better one, but I forgot it. It was actually really good, in my opinion. I can't remember what it was, though.
But yeah, anyways, thank you guys so much for sticking around to the end, if you did. And
I want to make, like, an outro.
An outro?
Yeah, kind of something that we go off on. We're probably not going to keep it, but I feel like we can make an outro.
Like right now?
Yeah, I think we could do it.
Like, what are we supposed to say?
I mean, our outro is normally, like, just the
thank you guys for listening.
The quote.
It's just thank you guys for listening. Something about the envelope won't break.
Yeah, but I think we can do an outro.
Alright, go.
This has been your boys, Quentin and
Bennett.
And this time we are signing off after 1,400 seconds.
Something.
We will see you guys in the next episode, because we are absolute legends. This podcast was as lit as the bonfire we had last night. See you all next time.
Peace.